Hello, I'm Adoption Coach Gail Swift, and today I'll be reading from the Growing Intentional Families Together blog, dated July 26, 2023. It's titled, School Bells Ring Soon, Get Ready, Set Your Goals. In my state, schools will reopen in 2 weeks. Other states will soon do the same, so this got me thinking about how we can help you and your children set the stage for success. Parents and students all hope for a good year, one that is filled with learning, both academic and relational, and grows their ability to be in the driver's seat of their lives. After all, the point of parenting is to put ourselves out of a job, to raise kids that can succeed on their own. So, how do we accomplish this vital goal? One thing I can tell you, operating purely on intuition is not enough. You need a map. Your map app will show the route you intend to take, and it will display your departure point as well as your destination. The shortest route would simply draw a straight line from point A to point B. But life is never that linear or that free from unexpected obstacles and delays. You must plan for contingencies, pack supplies for emergencies, and draw out alternate routes just in case. So, first, understand and validate their goals, dreams, and motivations. Then you can discern how you can help them define, refine, and accomplish them. When they feel you are in their corner, they will be more open to your input regarding some goals that they might be willing to add to their list. Be sure your children have a voice in the goal defining and setting, because if they're not interested in the goal, invested in the goal, they will not work to achieve it. The best way that they can become skilled at goal setting is to practice identifying, setting, and working toward a goal that they care about. So what skills will they need to develop in order to achieve their stated goals? Clarify what those are. Then discuss the goals to which you would like them to commit. What skills do you believe would be useful for them to acquire? Share your reasons for why you think they're important. Clarify what you would be willing to do to support them in the process. Also, talk about the behaviors you wish to see. Determine how you will encourage and reinforce these behaviors. How will we model the same behaviors ourselves as adults? How will we identify and meet the unmet needs that are behind any negative behaviors that they display? By the way, it's good to remember the distinction between discipline and consequences. The first aims to teach, while the second aims to punish. So, what skills and habits do you want them to develop? Some examples might be timeliness, getting themselves up in the morning, completing their homework, putting full effort, learning from their mistakes, playing a sport or an instrument, being physically active, managing tech time, expanding their circle of friends, being compassionate, helping others, showing respect for teachers, creating a school and play balance, being accountable for their actions and choices, admitting errors, speaking up for themselves, asking for help and support, identifying their personal strengths as well as their growth points, seeing school as a tool that helps them accomplish their life goals. You'll also want to determine responsibilities and clarify those responsibilities, theirs and yours. Put these responsibilities in writing. For example, Mom will pick me up after band, and I will practice 30 minutes each day. Develop systems that will support success and reduce nagging. For example, set reminders in your phone. Establish completion dates or times. For example, I will practice my clarinet before dinner. I'll place my backpack by the front door before I go to bed. What habits will help your child achieve these goals? For example, good nutrition, adequate rest, recreation, making time for self-reflection, exercise, learning to stand up for themselves. What values would we like them to embrace? For example, confidence, competence, courage, resilience, persistence, compassion, service, and open-mindedness, curiosity, conviction, self-discipline, delayed gratification, morality, kindness, generosity, awareness, creativity, forgiveness of others and self, respect for self and others, truth-telling, and truth-seeking. Those are just a few. When you demonstrate intentionality about your personal and family goals, you show your children that planning is essential for success. It doesn't just happen. It is a basic step in your approach to goal accomplishment. Intentionality and planning also reduce the chaos of living with a seat of the pants, handling brush fires approach. Having a life blueprint alerts us to digressions that lure us off the track. Decide if something is a welcome diversion or if it is a distraction that we would want to avoid. It's important to note that our expectations for our children need to be developmentally realistic. Staying attuned and in communication with our kids is our primary goal. We want to nurture the child before us and not expect him to be the embodiment of a fantasy child that exists only in our imagination. Happy parenting and have a great school year. We would also like to invite you to listen to our podcast called The Essentials of Adoption Attuned Parenting, and also to read the award-winning books written by our coaches, ABC Adoption and Me for little children, We're Adopted So What for middle schoolers, and Reimagining Adoption, What Adoptees Seek from Families and Faith for adults. Thank you for listening.